morning, today's shir is for aschus for a yard site for Liba Bas Yisrael Zev HaKoyin. Hashem Hashem and Aliyah. Okay, so last week we started the halachos, the Lamatas Malachos from the beginning. We said that it was requested to start from the beginning, so we did Zoreya last week. We did the halachos of planting and sowing on Shabbos. This week, what we're going to do is the malacha number two is the malacha of choresh, of plowing. So, as we've mentioned many times, all the lamatas malachos are based on what was done for the purpose of the Mishkan in the Midbar in the desert. So, the same way we had to plant for either the dyes or for the lechem apanim for the bread, so we had to plow as well. And that's the malacha of choresh, that's the iser of plowing on Shabbos. Now, not only, I don't expect anyone here to go take a plow with their ox in their backyard and start plowing, but not only is plowing aser midairaisa, but included in the iser of plowing is anything else that improves the land, anything that improves the land and makes it more suitable for planting. Anything that makes it more suitable for planting, even if you don't have an intention of going afterwards and putting seeds in there, but anything that improves the land, that makes it more suitable, that you're able to plant, that is included in choresh. So because of that, included in this is leveling the ground. If you have, let's say, a hole in the ground, and you fill up that hole, or there's a mound, there's like a little bit of a mound on the ground, and you level that ground, you make it more flat, so then that will be included in choresh. Now that's included in choresh if it's in a field or somewhere where it's possible, where it would be normal to go ahead and plant if you would be a farmer. If it's in the house or somewhere that's not going to be planted, then that's included in bone, in building. So we haven't learned the halachos of bona yet, but any halachos of bona that will be included in this, we're going to discuss now as far as leveling the ground, and we're going to see many different cases of situations where you may come to level the ground. Included in this, which is not sonogea, is removing obstacles from the ground. If you have a certain, if you have rocks in the ground that's embedded into the soil and it needs to be removed, or you know something like that that would need like a shovel to be would be required to remove it. So then that's also considered improving the ground, fertilizing the soil. All these things are muksa anyways because it's forbidden. So I don't think anyone would go ahead and do it. We're not going to spend much time on that. Another case of choresh is something that we discussed last week in regards to the malacha of planting of zoreya. And that is pouring liquids on the soil. So we said last week, as far as pouring liquids on the soil, on grass, that was zoreya, planting, if it's on grass or plants or something like that. Even if there's no grass, it's just soil, it's just dirt, it's just earth, that would be the malacha of choresh. So even you can't say that, oh, there's no grass over here, there's no plants, I'm allowed to spill drinks and things we discussed last week, as far as taking off the tarp from the sukkah we discussed last week. Those are all true. Even if there's no grass, even if there's no plants, because maybe it wouldn't be zoreya, but it would be choresh, any liquid that improves the ground. We discussed last week cases where it doesn't improve the ground, if it was just a thunderstorm and it's so saturated, so then adding more liquid would not help whatsoever. So the same way there's no zoreya, there would also be no choresh. We're not going to discuss sprinkler systems. We discussed that last week. That's when there is grass. Usually sprinkler systems is when there's grass. So it will be the same exact halachos for zoreya and choresh. Let's say a person is going outside and they feel like they need to spit. They have, let's say, phlegm in their throat, or they have saliva and they need to spit. So the Amnesin Karelet says that you're allowed to do that onto earth. And if you have a napkin or something like that, so fine, that'll be better. Or you could run inside and do it with it, fine. But he says that you're allowed to do that onto the ground, onto the earth, right? If no one's looking and you're on the way home from shul or something like that, you're allowed to, because that doesn't help the ground whatsoever. Some saliva, even though it's maybe saliva is water, but we say that that doesn't help the ground. Another, so that will be permitted. Another case, which may be uncomfortable to talk about, but it definitely could come up, is let's say you're walking in the street with your little son, and he just got out of diapers, and you're trying to toilet train him, and you are on the way to shul, on the way home from shul, you're on the way to someone's house, someone's not, so, and he has to use the bathroom, and you're not somewhere where you can knock on the door, use the bathroom, you're not close enough to your destination, you're too far away from home already, so Now, Shulchan Aruch says that you're a boy, a person, he's allowed to use the facilities on earth. He says, because that doesn't help the ground, the same as saliva and phlegm, that doesn't improve the ground whatsoever. Therefore, he says that's the Shulchan Aruch says that's permitted. The Chazon Ish says you're allowed to go with this. However, the Mishnah Berurah does say that this could be a problem of lush. We're going to discuss, hopefully in the near future, the halachos of lush, of kneading and adding liquid to a substance that could bring them together. The Mishnah Berurah says you shouldn't. Other places can say no, really would be permitted, like the Shulchan Aruch seems, like the Shulchan Aruch says, if you can't avoid the situation and the only place to do it is on the dirt, then Pais can say you would be allowed to rely on it, but better is not to. The Mishnah Berurah says it can run into problems as far as lush, but that in dire situations, which usually that is the case over here, then you know the Shulchan Aruch says you would be permitted to do.
In the olden days, everybody had.
Right. That's why the Shulchan Aruch discusses this halachi. Think like, why would the Shulchan Aruch say it? It's such a crazy case. Shulchan Aruch, this was standard. Where could they use the bathroom? And right. So the question is, you have to do it only on the cement, on the sidewalk, or can you do it onto earth and things like that? The Shulchan Aruch is telling you that it's permitted.
Question: if you pour a liquid that would kill the grass, not improve it, or you know, I'm saying, would that be forbidden or forbidden?
So that we would have to see Bez Hashem next time on the Malachas of Kotzer, right? Zoreya Chorish Kotzer. Kotzer is next. If you don't detach from the ground, but you just kill it, so that's a big discussion in the Paiskim. Bez Hashem, we'll get to that next time. Zoreya, it's for Zoreya Chorish, it's for sure not, because you're not improving it. The opposite, you're making it worse. But as far as Kotzer, is that considered in? As if you detached it from the ground, we're going to see that. I'm pretty sure that comes out that that's permitted, but that would only be a question of kotzer. It would not be a problem of zoreya choresh for sure. Choresh is included even in the tiniest hole. If you make a tiny, tiny hole in the ground, that is included, that already is the iser of choresh, because that's enough to accommodate a very small seed. Again, even if you don't plan on putting any seeds in there, but it's a tiny seed would be able to fit, that already is the iser of choresh. And again, even if you have no intention of planting, as long as it's fit to plant. So we mentioned before, as far as leveling the ground. Now, it used to be, like you just pointed out, that many homes, and then the outside of the homes, they were not tiled floors, it was not cemented floors, it wasn't carpet, it was earthen floors. So people walk on the earthen floors and it gets uneven. So if a person would want to level that floor out, so we said before that in the house it wouldn't be choresh, it wouldn't be plowing, it would be considered bona, it would be like building, but that is not allowed to go ahead and level the floor. Now that is aser mideraisa, to go ahead and level the floor, because now you make it more suitable for planting. The Rabbanim came along.
Boys play ball.
Oh, we're going to talk about ball. We're going to talk about playing ball. We're going to talk about. Very good. We're going to talk about playing. We're going to talk about playing ball. To go ahead and level the ground is mideraisa.
Something like baseball, like they kick the dirt by the plate so that they can like get like a good.
That would probably also be deraisa. That would probably also be mideraisa. Sorry. Okay, we're talking about playing. We're going to talk about playing ball on Shabbos. Give me a chance. We're going to talk about playing ball on Shabbos. The Rabbanon came along and they said that there are things they are not allowed to do because of a gzeira, a decree, that you may come to level the ground. And that is, number one, is sweeping the floor. So the Shulchan Aruch says that sweeping the floor with a broom is not allowed by earthen floors. If you have an earthen floor, you're not allowed to sweep the floor. And the Mishnah Berurah says, like we just said, because you may come to level the ground, or we say for sure the ground is going to be come leveled. The Ramah comes along and says that this is forbidden not only on an earthen floor but even on a tiled floor because of Gzeira, another decree that if you do it on a tiled floor, you may come to do it by an earthen floor. Consequently, the Mishnah Berurah in Hilchos Muksa says a broom is Muksa on Shabbos because you can't sweep the earthen floor. I'm not finished yet. Because since you can't sweep by an earthen floor and you can't sweep on a tiled floor either, so therefore there's no purpose of it, and then therefore the broom would be muksa. Comes along the Bir Halacha, which is the Chafetz Chaim, and others as well, and they say that if most of the houses in that city, and surely if all the houses in the city are tiled, then we let, because there's no gzera that you may come to do it by an earthen floor, you're allowed to sweep by a tiled floor if all the houses in town are tiled floors, not the outdoors, but all the houses are tiled floors, so we do not make such a gzera. Therefore, that is what we rely on nowadays. We find many, many people they sweep the floor on Shabbos, the kitchen, the dining room, whatever it is, and they rely on this bir halacha that says that since all the, and most of, at least most of the houses in town are tiled, therefore we do not have to make such a gzeira. So Shmir Shabbos Kolchasa says that not only is the inside tiled and cemented floor allowed to be swept on Shabbos, the Shmir Shabbos Kolchasa says also if you have a cement backyard that's connected to your house, meaning right when you come outside the front yard or right when you come outside the backyard, there's still a cemented floor or a deck, that is also permitted because since it's connected to the house, then we don't have to be afraid that you may come get confused with an earthen floor. If it's still connected to the house, it's right when you come there, then also that is permitted to be swept on Shabbos. The Bir Halacha does say, and it could be this, some of you know of this, that it's considered, some say that it's considered uvdin dechol, it's considered like a weekday type of activity to sweep the house. That's why you will find some people don't sweep the house on Shabbos, even though the Bir Halacha says that you don't have to make such a gzera unto other houses, but there are those that say uvdin dechol. I remember my Rav in Eretz Yisrael, in Maladafna, was very strong about this, from Rabbi Yashiv, that no, you have to be makwid about this, you can't sweep the floor on Shabbos, and maybe you could have a separate broom, and you make like a tape on it, and write, this is my Shabbos broom, then maybe that makes it not uvdin dechol anymore. Fine. Those of you who want to rely and sweep the floor on Shabbos, I can't tell you it's totally forbidden, but there are those that still do not sweep the floor on Shabbos because of this Bir Halacha that says that it's still considered like a weekday type of activity. Fine. The Shulchan Aruch says that it's also usher, so besides sweeping the floor, the Shulchan Aruch says it's also usher to wash the floor on Shabbos. You're not allowed to wash the floor on Shabbos. Now, as far as the way we wash the floor, many times, anyways, there's a problem of schita. If you take a mop or some type of sponge that'll squeeze out the water, so then, anyways, it'll be a problem of schita. But let's say you could find a way, let's say you would get on your hands and knees and you would take tons of paper towels that were, let's say, cut before Shabbos or napkins, and you would go ahead and wash the whole floor. That, in you know, you pour water on the floor, or let's say in Eretz Yisrael, sponge, right? Those of you who know about sponge in Eretz Yisrael, I lived with that for many years. And so that's, let's say, you don't use the shmata, you don't use the rag, and it's just the squeegee that you push it. So that is not allowed to be done on Shabbos, because and we say that this is not allowed even if all the houses in town are tiled floors. That's a separate gzeira that it's not considered a necessity. So therefore, we do not let you wash the floor on Shabbos. However, specific spots, let's say, if someone spills on a specific spot, that you could take, let's say, Windex or something like that, and Bez Hashem, when we discuss the Malachas HaMalabin, we'll discuss as far as towels and squeezing, things like that, and Schita, those are all, will be included in Malabin when we get there, but a specific, let's say, with a napkin or a tissue or a paper towel, that the Isser of Malabin is much more lenient because you're just going to throw those out in the garbage, so that will be allowed a specific spot to clean, but not the entire kitchen floor. Also, a countertop or a toilet or something like that, even though they're really connected to the ground, that is not included in the Isser of washing the floor on Shabbos. Again, even if you could avoid all the Shechita problems, but you still can't wash the floor on Shabbos, but a countertop or a toilet or a specific spot on the floor, that would be allowed. As far as asking Goyim to wash the floor on Shabbos, there's a separate halachos as far as Amir La'akum, and it's hard to just say one halacha here and there about Amir La'akum. Maybe in the future we'll be able to discuss the halachos of cleaning ladies, like we've discussed. I think it came up a number of times already as far as cleaning ladies on Shabbos and Yantiv during the shiur, after the shiur. It's all very complicated halachos. Generally speaking, what you're not allowed to do on Shabbos, whether it's Daraisa, whether it's Darabanan, whatever you're not allowed to do, you can't have your goy do. Okay, now we all know there's hinting and there's this and then that. Fine, there's our separate halachas, Bez Hashem. Hopefully we'll be able to get to it one day. But generally speaking, what you're not allowed to do, a goy in the house, you should not be doing. Yeah.
You're allowed to spray a cleaning agent?
So spraying, we say, is allowed. Similar to deodorant, we say that that's allowed. If it comes up specific bubbles, how does it come out?
Let's say you gave the example of Windex. So if my...
It wasn't allowed, no matter how it comes out. I thought you're not allowed to use...
Out malabin? Well, maybe as far as malabin, but as far as a specific spot on the floor that's not into the floor. Carpet is separate halachas. We have to see about carpet when it gets in the floor. But as far as the dirt spot, let's say your kid drops something on the floor.
If a kid spills orange juice on the floor, it's going to be sticky. You can spray a cleaning agent and wipe it?
Why not?
I don't know.
I think you're allowed to. I don't see why not. Again, besides the schita issues, as far as when you squeeze it, as far as the squeezing, as far as Zora, you know, as far as Zora, the Malach of Zora, which we're not going to do, but the Paiskim say that that's not a problem of Zora. Like what Moshe Feinstein says, you're allowed to use deodorant, to spray deodorant on Shabbos, that's not a problem of Zora. Yeah.
So if you could technically spritz, spats, and a cleaning lady just do it in an easier way,
Perhaps, you know, that's we discussed, like similar halachas we discussed by washing dishes, that she could do it with cold water, she could do it with not a sponge, so she'd be allowed to do it in another way. Perhaps, yeah, perhaps that'll be allowed. But again, you have to start getting into the question of if it's pretty obvious that she's going to do it like that, and it makes it better like that, you know, that it improves, it's easier to wash the floor like that. It could be it's not allowed. If she
but it's obvious that she'll use.
Sorry?
She's not going to wash the floor with winter.
Right, okay, fine. So that's already Amir la Akum Shailas.
Hot water to clean the dishes.
Right, okay, fine, but the place can say that it doesn't make it any better, even though some Zaman Arbach seems to say it does, but most places can say that it doesn't really. She could do it just as well with cold water. So since she could do it just as well with cold water, so she wants to do it with hot water, so she's allowed to. A regular achas, yes. A regular achas, yes. On 2 feet is a different discussion. Rolling balls. Let's talk about playing ball. You mentioned before as far as rolling balls on Shabbos and playing ball on Shabbos. So the Shulchan Aruch says that you can't roll balls on an earthen ground. You can't roll balls on an earthen ground on Shabbos. It happens to be that the Shulchan Aruch doesn't talk about balls. He talks about nuts and apples. He says that you shouldn't roll nuts and apples on the floor on Shabbos. Why doesn't the Shulchan Aruch talk about balls? No. Because the Shulchan Aruch says balls are muksa. Right, we didn't discuss these halachas because the Shulchan Aruch says balls are muksa anyways on Shabbos. So you can't. What's the use of talking about rolling balls on Shabbos because balls are muksa anyways on Shabbos? However, the Ramah says that the minig is to be makel and the balls are not considered muksa on Shabbos. So we'll discuss as far as not nuts and apples, but as far as balls, since we generally assume the balls are not muksa, like the Ramah says. So you can't roll balls on earthen ground on Shabbos. Similar to what we said before, that'll smoothing out the ground, or you may come to smoothing out the ground. The Mishnah Berurah says, because you need a smooth surface, you may come, you know, to level out the ground. The Mishnah Berurah says that not only by earthen floors, but even by tiled or cement ground is also usher. Like we said before, gzeira one to another. Now, let's hold off on children for a second. We'll get to that hopefully afterwards. But as far as adults, people over bar mitzvah, bas mitzvah, that is not allowed because even on a tiled or cement floor, that we say you may come to get confused with an earthen floor. The Ramah says on a table is permitted. If you want to roll on the table, if you have a table in the backyard, you're allowed to roll a ball on the table to somebody else, even outdoors. And the Mishnah Berurah says also carpet is muksa because carpet is a floor that is covered. So since it's a floor that is covered with something else, then we say that you're not also not going to get confused with an earthen floor. Hold on one second.
You just said it, usser.
What?
You said carpet's usser.
I'm sorry, carpet is mutter. I'm sorry. I meant to have mutter, I'm sorry. On a table is mutter, and carpet is also mutter because that's a covered floor. So we're not going to get confused with an earthen floor. So we have so far that a table is permitted and also carpet is permitted. The Paiskim say, Rabbi Yashem and Rabbi Vosner, they say that also playing indoors is permitted if you let. You could have your kids play ball in the house on Shabbos. Also because of the fact, like we said before, by sweeping, the Bir Lacha says that all houses in the neighborhood are tiled, so you're not going to get confused. So therefore, on a tiled floor, that is also permitted in the house. Not everybody agrees to that, but Rabbi Yashav says that's permitted, and Rabbi Vosner says that's permitted. That will be allowed. However, playing ball outdoors on the floor, that seems to not be allowed. If you have a basketball court in the backyard, even if it's connected to the house, over here we don't say such a leniency. We said before, as far as sweeping, that the Shmir Shabbos Kolchasa says that if it's connected to the house, we say that's allowed because it's a necessity, and we'll let that since it's still connected to the house. But by playing ball, we do not let. So if you have, again, we're talking about, let's say, bar mitzvah boys at first. Yeah, bar mitzvah boys or son or a little kid asked their parent to play with them. To play basketball outside seems to be that is not allowed. Because even if it's a cemented floor, it's midar rabbanan, that you may come to get confused with an earthen floor and it needs to be level. Playing soccer for sure, because that's mamish, rolling the ball on the ground. Soccer. Now you may say that, okay, but by soccer and kickball, you know, how level do you need the ground? You know, a little bit bumpy is not the end of the world. The Paiskim seem to say that it still doesn't make a difference. That once we say it's not allowed, then it's not allowed, even if it's a little bit bumpy, even if it's a specific type of sport. You may check in Rabbi Ribiat, and he may say a little bit different, but this is how most of the Paiskim seem to say, the Paiskim that we have. Hold on one second. this as far as playing ball, also as far as kugloch and marbles, right? Those of you know what kugloch is, marbles for sure, you know, you roll it on the ground. So indoors, we say, again, it's permitted if it's tiled, but outdoors is usser, even on cement. And again, Rav Shlomo Zalman Arbach and Rav Vozner, they say that, you know, that even if it's connected to the house, we say that since it's better to be a level ground and we don't consider it such a necessity like sweeping the floor, that should not be played outdoors on Shabbos. Quite possible on a table would also be permitted, but indoors is allowed. Kugelach or marbles or ball, indoors is allowed.
But cement porch that's attached to the house or cement.
So that seems like it's not allowed. Even though they don't, I didn't see. So sweeping, we said it's allowed, but for playing ball, it seems like it's not allowed. I did not see any place can say that if it's attached to the house, like with a deck, that it's any different. If it's a cement floor connected to the house, it's not allowed. That I saw explicitly. And it seems as if also by a deck would also not be allowed. A table on a deck would be different. But on the deck itself,
a wood deck,
it seems like it would not be allowed. It seems like from the Paiskim, that they did not say any exception that will be allowed. And it seems as if that would be included in the Isser, and that would not be allowed.
Can you just clarify? Because in the beginning you said like rolling ball, but you're not saying rolling ball. You're saying.
But the Paiskim seem to say that even by playing basketball, that's not rolling it specifically, but any playing ball outside would be a problem. I tried to look around as far as, let's say you just want to have a catch. And we don't assume you're going to drop the ball, let's say. Let's say we have two experts playing catch, and the ball's not going to touch the floor. The Paiskim seem to say that it's still all the same. You're playing ball outdoors. I did not see anyone say that, no, there it's permitted, that you're not bouncing the ball or rolling the ball, you're just throwing the ball. I did not see anybody say, and I looked high and low, that would be permitted just to have a catch outside. And again, kids want to have a catch with their parents. So find the kids, we'll get to in a second. But as far as parents, they're over bar mitzvah, they're over bas mitzvah, and playing ball outside should not be done. Because, not just because of Shabbos stick, we'll get to that in a second, but because of the gzeira of playing ball outdoors on Shabbos. Hold on one second, I'll take questions in a second. Kids, we keep on pushing off. As far as children, the Mishnah Berurah says that if it's children that are not going to listen to you anyway, and let's say you know your child, I don't mean just kids don't listen to their parents, but as far as playing ball, you know, they're little, or let's say you know your child is 9 years old, or 10 years old, or 11 years old, and whether it's based on personality or whether it's based on how good they are at sports, they're just not going to listen. All the neighbors are playing and you're not in charge of the chinuch of all your neighbors' kids, and they're all playing and your child is just going to end up playing with them anyway. So there's a concept of mutav yishegin v'alyu mizidin, that you don't tell somebody something is forbidden if they're not going to listen anyway. It happens to be mutav yiyu shegin, mutav, it's better, yiyu shegin, that they be shegin, that they do this by accident, and not to be on purpose. And we apply this by many situations, maybe not by something that's forbidden on a deraisa level, but at least by something that's forbidden on a derabbanan level. It's a big discussion about by deraisa level, but at least by something that's on a derabbanan level, if it's something that is they're not going to listen anyway, then we say that it's better not to tell them. By women, the Mishnah Berurah says this is by women also, that it's better not to tell the women not to play ball on Shabbos, because anyways they're going to not listen anyway. But I think nowadays we've reached a darga, and especially those who come to a shir on Tuesday mornings, they work hard to come out to a shir. That means that they want to know.
There
so that's why
the
I'm
Shabbos basketball league.
The Shabbos basketball league, yeah, there it goes. So sorry about that. So I would imagine that as far as chinuch is concerned, you should start to tell them that it's not allowed. But yeah, even before 12 years old, what I would imagine. But again, it would have to depend on the child. If a person knows their specific child, maybe they should speak to a rav about it, you know, to as far as not just advice, but also as far as halacha. You know, does it reach an age of chinuch that, listen, I don't care about the personality of your child. If your child is 12 and a half, you know, they should be going with all the halachos that they would be keeping after their bar mitzvah. Fine, that's already discussions that, you know, we can't get into specific kids. This is an Isser
Derabbanan. Right, so is turning on a light. Like, you tell
turning on a light is
a derabbanan. But so are other things that we tell kids at the age of 2 now.
Right, okay, fine. So something, that's exactly what she said. It's easier to understand. You tell your 5-year-old that you can't color on Shabbos, that's something that they could understand. But playing ball, listen, you know, it's a 5-hour afternoon. What am I supposed to do? I want to play ball. My kids, my friends are all playing ball. It depends on the Isser. It depends on the Isser. It depends on the child. It depends on the age. It depends on a lot of different things. So that is something that you need to keep in mind. Yes, the best would be that they should keep the halachos as if they're bar mitzvah, but a person needs to know the age. We're not going to get into a chinuch class right now. That's as far as for children. the Medrash says that in general, playing ball on Shabbos is not a Shabbostic activity. Shabbos is not a Shabbostic activity. The Medrash in Eicha says that there was one city that was destroyed because they played ball on Shabbos. Mm-hmm. So imagine that means that the adults played ball, not the children. I can't imagine the children were playing ball, and that's why the city was destroyed. But in general, ball is not something that should be played for sure by adults. Mez Hashem, next time, as far as kotzer, we'll discuss many halachos. Let's say a ball gets stuck in the tree, and things like that, gets stuck in the bush. Can you take a ball out of a tree on Shabbos? Climbing a tree to get to a ball? Those are all halachos of kotzer, which we need to discuss, Mez Hashem, next time. Yeah.
So something like tetherball, where the ball never touches the ground.
What is that?
Tetherball.
What is that?
It's a pole.
And the ball
okay, fine.
And you
okay.
Bang it around. Any
yeah, there. I hear. After sure, it could be that would be allowed. It could be that would be allowed.
So like,
could be, you know, it's attached to a string, and you don't have to assume the rope is going to break. Maybe. Nobody talks about it.
We'll
I'll tell you, I heard them saying, like, you know, I could ask a Shiloh, you know, I right in camp, no, 100% in camp. My day camp, I remember, used to have that, yeah. Yeah, I hear, you know, maybe, Ulai, perhaps. Yeah, very quickly, because, yeah.
Frisbee.
I should have thought of that one. That I should have thought of myself.
It comes in when your boys are older if you're trying to keep them,
right?
No, it comes even little.
It's like when you're older, you're saying it's
candy. Frisbee, I hear, that's... Okay, I have to think about that also. After that, nobody talks about frisbee.
I need a clarification because I'm taking notes. I wrote down you can't play ball because you might smooth the ground, and not only on the dirt, but cement and tile are also usher. Who said that?
Mishabura. That's Mishabura. Outdoors.
Outdoors.
Okay. Outdoors. But Rabbi Yashiv says that, and Rabbi Vosner say that indoors it will be permitted.
Okay.
Indoors it will be permitted.
Indoors.
Yeah. Because we say you're not going to get confused with an earthenware floor. A jump rope? That I don't think is a problem. Because that's like no connection to ball. And that you don't need a level ground. Okay, if it happens to be a little bit high, you know, that's, I don't think that's included in the gzeir. I know, but I don't think that that will be included. The only reason why I have a suffix as far as the tether ball and as far as the frisbee is because even though really you don't need a level ground for that, but it could be just automatically. That's just simply included in the gzeir. Nothing you could do about it. A jump rope, I don't think that's included in the gzeir. And I think practically you don't need such a level ground for that. That, I would imagine, would be allowed on Shabbos. But just by a frisbee and a tetherball also, you really don't need it. But the question is, it's just like automatically that's a schlepped into the gzeira because kafa, that's, you know, that's the gzeira, that will be included. I'm not sure about that. Maybe, yeah, maybe not. But a jump rope, I really don't think so. Okay, Shabbostik also, that's a different question. Is that Shabbostik or not? Maybe. There's no medrash that says that, you know, a city was destroyed because of jump rope. But.
Are you letting you use a jump rope on grass?
On grass? On grass, she asked as far as cement. On grass, maybe you're worried it's going to pull it out. I don't think that's a problem because it's definitely not a psikresha, and it's for sure a dovah shein mischav, and it's something you didn't have in mind for it to happen. And I do not think it's a psikresha that it's going to be.
Okay.
So I'd imagine that would be jumping. Okay. As far as jumping up and down on grass, maybe we'll get to that soon. We're supposed to get into carriages and high heels and things like that. Yeah.
What about sand? Sand is by definition not.
We're going to discuss sand. Sand as far as what? Ball.
Yeah.
Ball, and sand.
Quite
possibly it'll be mutter. We're going to discuss sand very shortly as far as actually chayrish and sand itself. Yeah.
Ping pong tables outside are okay.
Yeah, it's on the table. The ball keeps on falling, but it seems as if that's not a problem because the game is on the table. So the fact that it happens to fall on the floor, you don't have to be worried. The same way they said you're allowed to play kugelach or marbles on the table is permitted because, you know, yes, they also may fall on the floor, but I'm not playing on the floor. So I don't have to be afraid that I may come to level the floor or get confused with an earthen type of floor that it may level the floor. Any game that's being played on a table, it seems like that's permitted.
And also, I'm not understanding, why is the kugelach and marbles on the cement floor that's attached to my house different than sweeping the cement floor?
Because we say that since something that's a necessity, so we're more lenient. We say that sweeping the floor is a necessity, so for that, we'll rely on certain kulas that since it's connected to the house and the house is tiled and all other houses are tiled, so we'll let you do that. For the ball, this is what the Shaarat Zion says, that for playing ball and kugelach and marbles, we say that's not as much of a necessity. Also, cleaning the floor is not as much of a necessity. Some say that if the floor is very, very dirty, so we consider it like sweeping the floor, that's a necessity. The Arlet Zion says that, but it's
not because you're
going to
become less confused with the sweeping.
No, that's what Rav Shlomo Zalman says, that it's not so much because it's going to be less confused, it's just simply that, you know, we won't let it over there.
So what do you practically do with your voice on Shabbat? Like,
I sit and learn the whole Shabbos with them. No, I'm just kidding. My son, for till recently, I let him play ball on Shabbos. By now, already, I started telling him that it's better not to, and he has other things to do. He has other, he finds other games to do. So definitely, there's other things to do. He's almost 10. Actually, tomorrow's his birthday. Okay, included. Leave me out of this. You know them. Included in Chayrish, as we discussed, making holes is making furrows in the earth. Not just making a specific hole, but making a furrow, a long hole in the earth, is also included in Chayrish. And the Mishnah Berurah says that this is midairaisa, to make a furrow in the ground that is not allowed, because the seeds can be put in those furrows and they could be planted, or you could put plants there. This is because when you make a furrow, that the soil is removed from the ground, and that's just like a hole. A hole fits maybe one or two seeds, and a furrow, a long one, fits many seeds. That is included in that. However, making furrows by compressing the earth, not digging out, but just compressing it, that doesn't improve the ground for planting, because any seeds that you'll put over there will just be blown away by any small wind. That'll be blown away. So therefore, just compressing it is permitted, but only a furrow with like a hole in the ground, that is not allowed. So what comes out practically from these halachos is the following. The Shulchan Aruch says that you're allowed to drag a chair on the ground, across the yard, across your front yard, across your backyard, if it won't for sure make a furrow. Let's say you have a chair that's not a heavy chair, and the ground is a little bit of a firm surface. So then we say something we discussed last week, that's what we call a davar she'eino mischaven. It's something that I didn't have in mind to do. I didn't have in mind to make a hole in the ground. I'm just dragging my chair because I want to sit over there in the shade. So that would be permitted. However, if it's a heavy chair, if it's a big bench, if it's a heavy chair, and especially if it's a soft type of earth, then to drag it across the floor, that is not allowed. That's what we call a psik resha. It's something that's for sure going to happen, even though I really don't care about it. But if it's a psik resha, we do not let that on Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah says in many places that when we say something's a psik resha, that it's for sure going to happen, and therefore it's forbidden, even if I don't care about it, but it's for sure going to happen. This is true not only if it's 100% for sure going to happen, even if it's karov levadai, it's almost for sure going to happen. Now, I can't tell you exact percentages. You know, there's 95% chance it's going to happen, 90% chance, but if it's almost for sure going to happen, then we say it's not allowed. If it's a suffix, if it's a doubt, it may happen, it may not, then we paskin that that is permitted to be done on Shabbos. By patios or decks or cement in the backyard, there the Shaar Tzion says that that is permitted to be dragged. Even though we said before that we may make a gzeira out of cases where earthen floor, but over here by dragging chairs, we don't have to, because most are tiled nowadays, and you're allowed to drag your chair in the backyard, on a deck, or on a porch, for the Shaar Tzion as a combination of the Chafetz Chaim. The Chafetz Chaim wrote the Mishnah Berurah, the Bi'ur Halacha, and the Shaar Tzion. He wrote all three. So the Chafetz Chaim says, which is the same person as the Mishnah Berurah, he says that is permitted, and we don't have to make a gzeira to other cases. For a combination of reasons, we say that that is permitted to drag on a deck, to drag a chair. By baby carriages, you're pushing a carriage or a stroller or a wheelchair on Shabbos. Let's assume for a second you hold of the Erev, you use it, you're in a town where there is an Erev, and you use the Erev, so you're pushing those items. That is allowed because that just compresses into the ground. It doesn't make a hole in the ground, it just compresses the ground. If anything, it could be nothing will happen. But even if something happens, it just compresses the ground, that is permitted. They talk about, let's say you make a sharp turn, so a sharp turn could make a hole in the ground. Fine. So Rabbi Rubiyat says, you know, when you make a turn, you should do it slowly and carefully. If you do it on the cement, then for sure it's not a problem. If you want to go from the sidewalk onto the street, or from the street onto the sidewalk, yeah, maybe it's better to do it by a driveway. But even if you need to do it on a grass or on dirt, if you're going slowly, for sure it's allowed. And even if you make a turn, it's allowed. Just be careful not to, you know, you want to run and have a good time with your kids and have them a race, and you're pushing the stroller, you're trying to have, you know, your child in the stroller, you know, go, you know, through the wind and run. So if you're running and you're making a sharp turn on the ground, you know, that could cause a hole in the ground, so that should be avoided. Let's say a cane or high heels. So let's hold off about an Erev with a cane for a second. But so to be here, if you have high heels that are going to be just press into the ground, or just kaveshes, it just compresses into the ground, then again, that is fine. If you have a chair on the ground and you're sitting on the chair and and you're afraid that, let's say, it's going to sink into the ground. Maybe it depends how heavy the person is who's sitting on the chair. Maybe it depends on how strong the ground is. It depends how strong of a chair it is. And it's going to push into the ground. So if it just compresses into the ground, that's not a problem. But if it's very pointy high heels, or if it's a very pointy type of chair, and that would make a hole, then if it's a psikresha, if that's for sure going to happen, quite possibly any way that is permitted, for a combination of reasons, many midrabbanans, one on top of another, preferably not to walk on the grass. But again, if you have high heels, you do not have to worry about it. But basically, the place can come out that will be permitted to walk on ground or soil, even if it's going to make a hole in the ground. By a cane, if a person doesn't use the Erev, it's a big discussion if a person could use a cane on Shabbos. It's not necessarily forbidden to use a cane on Shabbos if you don't use the Erev, or if you're in a place where there's no Erev, because quite possibly it's considered like an extension of the person. If a person really, really needs it, it could be like his shoe. It could be considered, or like a limb of his body, and therefore that would be permitted. It could depend on many situations, how badly they need it, if it's slippery outside, if they need to use steps, how far they're going to walk, if they're walking for a mitzvah, a person also for a wheelchair, it could get included in that. Perhaps a person needs to ask a shayla in such a situation. That's already as far as haitzah issues on Shabbos.
Let's say typically you would sit on your chair outside and it wouldn't even make a dent in the ground, but let's say after, like, it rained for a few days and then your chair is still in the same spot, but if you sit down it's going to compress.
So the person can say that again, that would still be permitted because that's just presses down into the ground, mm-hmm. and that would not be a problem. Even if perhaps it's going to make a hole, quite possibly would be permitted. The Chafetz Chaim says perhaps anyways that would be permitted for a combination of reasons, but for sure if it's just going to push into the ground, we say that's not a problem. Yeah.
I go back for 1 second to the wall for a second, the carpet. You said carpet is okay if it's outside. So if you have outdoor carpet, you could play wall on top of that?
Right. If you play that, because we say that's a covered ground, and it's not like tile or cement that's just like on the floor itself. It's like, so the carpet, they say, is on top of the ground, even though, yes, it's connected, but it's on top of the ground, that we say that is permitted.
Right. Just with the high heels. So if you have pointy high heels, like, you know they make holes. You could walk by and you see the holes.
So are they holes or they're just like indentations in the ground? Indentations in the ground, sometimes they could be holes. So that's what I'm saying, that even if it is very pointy and it's a psikresha, it's for sure going to make a hole. The Bir Halachos, the Chafetz Chaim, says that quite possibly it's permitted. I know the English forum say that, you know, really it's permitted, but it's better to try to walk slowly. If you could avoid it, that would be the best. The Bir Halacha says that maybe it's permitted. He says probably. He says maybe. He says Efshar that it's permitted anyways in such a situation for a combination of other reasons. But yes, if it's very pointy and you know that it's going to happen, it's fine. It's better if you have to walk onto the street, walk by the driveway. But technically, it will be permitted. Making a hole in the ground is, even if it's very small, we said, because it fits one tiny seed. If it's something that's going to collapse, you mentioned about sand before. If it's something that's sand or a sand type of soil that's going to collapse in a second, if I make a hole, it's just going to collapse in a second. So that's not a problem on Shabbos because that's not fit for planting, because you can't put a seed in it, because the second you take out a hole, it'll fall apart. Sand, we said, anyways, may not be muksa. Could be sand is not a problem as far as zoreya, because it's not fit to plant. We discussed last week as far as pouring water in sand, it's not a problem of zoreya anyway, because you can't plant over there. But as far as bone, it could be a problem. We discussed before that anytime outdoors, planting in a planting area would be choresh, but in a building area, inside the house or something like that, would be bone. So sand, anyways, we say is not a problem because it's going to collapse, but you shouldn't. But if it's moist sand, let's say it rained and now the sand is wet, so the kids should be told, again, if they read chinuch and things like that, that they should not be playing in the sandbox on Shabbos if it's moist and wet, because they're going to be making holes. If the sand is moist, then you're going to be making a hole that would be making a hole. If you pour water on sand on Shabbos, anyways, that could be a problem of lush. Bez Hashem will discuss that in the sugis of lush, but anyways, as far as making a hole, if it's moist, that would not be allowed. Exposing a hole. Let's say you have something stuck into the ground, a stop sign, or let's say your gardener put one of those flags in the ground, and there's already a hole in the ground from before Shabbos. Let's say a stick. Okay, a stick anyways is muksa, but let's say it's a stick that's not muksa. Something that's stuck into the ground. Someone told me once that they had to hide a key. They were going somewhere, and they needed a key for, and there was no air of wherever the neighborhood where they were, so they went there before Shabbos to a certain gate that they needed a key to, and they put the key in the ground before Shabbos, so no one will see it, and he wanted to know, can he take the key out? So the halacha is, the Shulchan Aruch says, that if the hole is made from before already, even if when you take out that object, it exposes the hole, that is permitted on Shabbos. Because you didn't make the hole on Shabbos. The hole was made before Shabbos. Just it was stuffed up with whatever was there, the flag or the stop sign or the key, whatever was there, it was just stuffed up. But the hole was really there before Shabbos. So it's permitted to take that out on Shabbos. The Chazon Ish says that this is mutter, even if as you remove it, it'll get a little bit wider. That's still not a problem. The Chazon Ish says for a combination of reasons why that's permitted on Shabbos, even if it gets a little bit wider, that's still not a problem. However, the Mishnah Berurah does say that this is, you're not allowed to do it if it's somewhere where you may come to level out that hole, to fill up that hole. If it's in your front yard or your backyard, we said about like the gardener's flag, if it's something that you may come to fill up the hole because you don't like the way it looks, so we have a gzera that, oh, if I take it out, I may come to smooth it with my foot, then we say that you shouldn't do that, preferably because you may come to fill it up. But if it's somewhere, let's say by the key over there, you know, by a gate somewhere that you need a key over there to unlock something, then if you don't care about smoothing it out, then we say that really is not a problem.
Can you put the item back into the hole?
If the hole is there already, yeah, you could put it there. Yeah. If the hole is there already, you didn't make a hole any bigger, and then, you know, you could do that. Let's say one last halacha. Let's say you have mud on your shoes. You're walking with high heels or not high heels, whatever it is, and you have mud on your shoes on Shabbos. You stepped in something by mistake, and now there's mud, and you want to scrape it off. So where am I allowed to scrape it off? So the Shulchan Aruch says that you should not scrape it off on an earthen ground. Even if it's not leveling the ground, you should not do it on a flat surface because you make a gzeira to all earthen surface. Meaning on an earthen floor, the Shulchan Aruch says, we'll see what comes out of the halacha, the Shulchan Aruch says that you have a ground, even if that ground is perfectly flat, you should not scrape out your shoe that has the mud on it on such a ground, because of gzeira, we make a decree that you may come to do it on a different area that does have an indentation, and you may come to level that ground. So even if it's flat, you're still not allowed to. The Ramah comes along and says that it is mutter. If it's a flat surface, then you're allowed to smooth out and scrape off your shoe on a flat surface. What does the Mishnah Berurah say? Who should we paskin like? Is it mutter or is it usser? So the Mishnah Berurah says preferably you shouldn't do it on an earthen surface. If you have nothing else and you don't have any cement surface, you don't have a sidewalk near you or something like that, you don't have a wall to scrape off your shoe on, so then we say that, fine, you're allowed to do it because the Ramah says that it's allowed, but preferably you shouldn't. So again, the practically the halacha is if you step, you or somebody else steps in mud on Shabbos and you just want to get it off your shoe. So the halacha is that preferably you shouldn't do it on earth, on a soil, on the earthen floor, on the grass or anything like that. Preferably you should do it on the sidewalk or on cement or on a wall or something. But if you can't, if there's no other option, then you're allowed to do it on the earthen floor. I'm sure you all remember when we discussed the halachas of tochein, as far as grinding things. So many months ago, we discussed and we said that if the mud gets soft and crumbly, so then anyway, there'll be a problem of teichin, of grinding on Shabbos. We said that teichin applies not only by food, cutting up vegetables into small pieces, it applies even by dirt, even by non-foods. So that if the mud is already hard and dirt, let's say you stepped in at last Shabbos and now you come Shabbos morning and you realize, oh, you know, there's dirt on it, so that's already crumbly, that's not allowed because of teichin. But let's say it's still moist and still wet, so then there's no issues of teichin, then that will be the halacha.
Can you do it on the grass?
Can you do it on the grass? It would be the same type of halacha. If it's an earthen floor, even if there's grass, but we say that now not be allowed. And especially if you're going to scrape your foot on the grass, that might be a psikresha, that for sure some of the grass again, you should not do it on the grass. But again, the same as I said before, if you don't have any cement area to do it on, then it'll be allowed. It's not any worse than an earthen floor, unless you say that it's going to pull out some grass, but I don't think that it's for sure going to happen. Okay, that basically covers what you need to know as far as Chayrish. Bez Hashem, next time we'll discuss the halachos of Kotzer, as far as using trees on Shabbos and cutting down, and many halachos as far as that.
Can I just ask, maybe I misunderstood, so like if you take that chair...